Welcome to the Canadian Beef Cattle Podcast, presented by the Beef Cattle Research Council. The most popular content from beefresearch.ca, available on the go. Before we get into today's episode, a quick message from the BCRC. Carrying capacity, also known as grazing capacity, is the amount of forage a specific pasture produces that is available for grazing animals. Determining a long-term sustainable carrying capacity for a pasture is a key component of balancing forage supply and forage demand. To help producers assess and manage carrying capacity, the BCRC developed the Carrying Capacity Calculator, which is available online at beefresearch.ca under Interactive Tools and Calculators or by clicking the link in the show notes. This episode is titled, How to Rebound from High Open Rates. High open rates recorded in areas across the West last year mean affected producers should be setting up their herds for success now. A report from the Western Canadian Animal Health Network said that open rates were all over the map, from 2 to 3% up to 40-plus percent in the third quarter of 2023. The averages were a bit higher at 10 to 12% versus 8 to 10% last year. So what's the problem? Experts agree that it's a multi-year, multi-factor problem. Drought, early snow, and other adverse weather conditions have resulted in poor forage quality and compromised water quality in many regions. The results have manifested in lower calving distribution rates. Herds with cows that have good body condition have an open rate of about 5 to 8%, and I've been hearing stories about herds with poor body conditions that are as high as 50%, says Barry Yarmco, a Camrose, Alberta-based independent consulting nutritionist with decades of experience. A body condition score of 3.0 is ideal, and the Beef Cattle Research Council, the BCRC, has resources about scoring, including a calculator producers can use to understand how body condition impacts the profitability of their herds at www.bodyconditionscoring.ca. Dr. Jason McGilvery says that in the Kamloops, British Columbia area, the problem started in the 2021-2022 winter when there was lower feed quality followed by a dry spring. During the pregnancy checks of the fall of 2021, we noticed that more cows were going to be calving later, and the following year, more of those cows were calving later still, says McGilvery. In that area, November 2023 brought a big snowstorm, which disrupted ranchers' extended grazing programs, which normally would go into January. McGilvery goes on to say, in some of the herds, they had to feed earlier with lower quality hay, and those cows were in poor body condition. The multiple punches of later calving and an early winter followed by drought meant that open rates were up. In his area, McGilvery said that another contributing factor in some herds was wolf predation through the breeding and grazing season, which put the cows under tremendous stress. In Brooks, Tabor, and Lethbridge, Alberta, Dr. Blake Balog says that data from his practice indicated that, on average, open rates were about 12% for cows and 14% for heifers. He says, in that mix, we had some pretty high highs and pretty low lows, adding that shorter breeding seasons had up to 90% bred, and on the other hand, some groups went to 20% open. The common factor with the high open rates was nutrition and water quality, he says, noting poor quality forage. He agrees that the 3 to 4 years of dry weather contributed to the results. He goes on to say, the trend in the calving distributions is flatter and flatter. Cows may have had good reproductive momentum for a while, but when they go more and more into that second and third cycle, eventually they just fall off the map. In the southeast area of Manitoba, Dr. Curtis Swirsky says that his clients have experienced similar situations, with some chronically affected herds that run higher open rates and some that have lower rates. In 2023, there was an anomaly. This past May was one of the hottest on record, and the flies were a big contributing factor to having cows being run down, less likely to cycle, and then to get pregnant when they were bred, he says. Generally, producers who pay close attention to body condition tend to have healthier, more resilient cows that have excellent pregnancy rates. Sometimes, bulls are infertile or injured, but mostly, it's the health of the cows, he says. Yarim-Sio also says that extreme heat can affect the bull's sperm motility. One of the big things this year compared to previous years was there was a lot of grass, but the energy density was lower, Swirsky says, adding that supplementing cattle on pasture prior to turning the bulls out is also an option. So here are some solutions. Keeping a close eye on body condition scores and improving nutrition and water quality are some of the best ways to decrease open rates in cows. Both Dr. Swirsky and Dr. McGilvery point out that making sure the cows have good body condition before putting out on grass is important, even if it costs more in feed. The benefits are great. Not only will the cows be more likely to get pregnant, they'll also milk better and have heavier calves, Dr. Swirsky says. Dr. McGilvery also adds, if you turn your cows out thin, you are relying on Mother Nature to supply good enough quality forage to get cows to rebound condition to start cycling and breed. With the last couple of late, cool, dry springs, there's not been enough good forage or time to accomplish this at the desirable first cycle conception rate or overall pregnancy rate. Multiple studies have shown that earlier bred cows produce calves that are born earlier, are more uniform and healthier, and command better prices. The cows themselves are healthier, more productive, and live longer. In fact, the BCRC has information and a calving distribution calculator to help producers determine optimal strategies for their herds. The links for those can be found in the show notes. The industry target is a minimum of 60% of females calving within the first cycle. Barry Yarim-Sio says that some of his clients aim for 70% or more. For practical purposes, producers need to balance any increase in revenue with the cost of achieving that outcome. Some of those costs could be, number one, prepartum nutrition management to reach the desired body condition score, two, an increased risk of open cows, and number three, time, labor, and facilities if estrus synchronization or artificial insemination are used. The cost of implementing any of these options will vary based on how the operation is set up. Dr. Balog says that the careful genetic selection of cattle to match changing environmental conditions, managing stocking densities, and better managing grass will go a long way to helping alleviate problems. Dr. Balog says, I'm worried that if producers see good calf prices, they are going to want to retain more animals to cash in on the other side. But we may not have the grass to accomplish that. Adding that his more successful clients have aggressive calling strategies to weed out later calving cows and improve herd quality. Early weaning and better nutritional supplementation for the cows also shows up in improved results. In the last few years, improving water quality with structures has been important too, along with better grazing strategies, says Dr. Balog. Body condition management during the winter and alternative grazing strategies include techniques like stubble grazing and cover crops would also help increase feeding options and reduce open rates. In British Columbia, where Dr. McGilvery practices, the feed options are limited to hay, which is costly. And when it went from $200 to $380 a ton, some producers limited feeding to save costs. Paying $380 a ton for hay is better than having 20% open cows, he says of the attitude many of his clients took. Yarim-Sio also says when you work with the cattle every day, it is difficult to recognize changes in condition. Having a second set of eyes on cattle can help evaluate body condition. It can be an extension agent, nutritionist, veterinarian, feed salesman, or even a neighbor who comes in for a cup of coffee. Hands-on body condition scoring is even more accurate, especially for evaluating cows' fat scores, and the BCRC has many resources to help producers with that. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. You can find all relevant links and information at beefresearch.ca or in the show notes. The Beef Cattle Research Council is funded by the Canadian Beef Cattle Checkoff and strives for excellence in the production of Canadian beef, cattle, and forage through research, innovation, and extension. Tune in every Tuesday as the Canadian Beef Cattle Podcast delivers straightforward insights, expert information, and a wealth of practical knowledge for Canadian beef producers. Subscribe now.